stars exactly? They're other planets, or?
They're planets.
Are they self-illuminating, or are they?
Huh?
Are they self-illuminating like the moon?
Yes. Like, that is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Nakshatrana.
Luminaries and the moon. Yes.
Very soon, the United States is sending up one rocket, and Russia is sending up another rocket, and they're joining in space. They think this is progress. They'll join together up there. They hope someday that they will be able to stay in a station like that and then go out to some planet.
They could not mix in this planet. They're going to mix in another.
They will probably have some argument in outer space. The astronauts will get into a
fight. The rascal could not compromise here. They're going in the sky. All mental concoction.
They actually have never got to the moon.
He says, did they ever actually get to the moon or not?
They damned out. Might have gone. Mostly, most probably they have not simply propaganda. But even they have gone, not to maybe the Rao planet, or there are so many other planets.
Is that Rahu planet closer than the moon to the Earth?
Rao planet orbit is in between moon and sun. When it comes in between moon and sun, there is an eclipse.
In between moon and sun.
At night it is eclipse of the moon, and daytime it is eclipse of the sun.
They used to think that because there's overpopulation, we will go to another planet and then begin living there.
There is some overpopulation. There are so many land, we do not know how to live. There is no question of overpopulation. You want to live like cats and dogs, therefore you fight, there is a scarcity. If you live properly, there is no question of scarcity. Otherwise, it is perfect. Everything is perfect. There is no question of incoming. You live according to the direction of Bhagavad Gita. There is no question of scarcity, incoming, overtiring. Everything is made.
People just take it for granted. Due to propaganda, people take it for granted. Yes, there is overpopulation. No. Yes, there is lack of food. There is starvation, this and that.
Because they cannot manage. So, they give some other cause.
Yeah. They blame it on nature.
Yeah.
But they don't know that nature's arrangement is perfect.
They spend billions of dollars to try to go in space, but they don't spend that money for food.
Thank you.
The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says he creates the four vanas and ashramas. Mm-hmm. These four classes of men are everywhere. I was just wondering if it is correct to say that each man only finds his satisfaction performing the particular type of work according to his mode of nature. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Instance, a man who is in the mode of passion, like a kshatriya, he only finds satisfaction when he's engaged in warfare or administrative work. Similarly, so with a vaishya or a sudra.
Yeah. I think it's the radio this time. 17th. According to our free will, we are associating the suffering by God. The most material nature. And then we become subjected to the material mode. The same example, you infect some disease, contamination, and you gain the result of it. So our endeavor should be how to raise ourselves to the first, to the satogun, that we can do. And then transcend satogun and reach the spiritual plane. Everyone is trying to improve his position, but they do not know what is meant by improvement. Improvement means mostly they are in tamogun, ignorance. So, rise from tamogun to rajogun, rajogun to satogun, and then satogun to transcendence. That is improvement. So, generally people are suffering on account of association with tamogun and rajogun, whole material world. Mostly tamogun, and few of them in Rajogun. The symptoms of Rajogun and Tamogun are lust and greediness. Like Professor yesterday, he told the students are talking about homosexuals. That means Tamogun. In education, students, they are discussing about homosexuality. Then in some lusty desires, very prominent, and how to fulfill by homosex or sex with women, this is the subject. Kama. So everyone in this material world infected with this tamogun, all lusty desires, in various ways, varieties. And some of them in rajogun, politics, and improvement of material conditions. So, we have to cut down this tamogun and rajogun, come to the satogun. Then he will not be disturbed by these lusty desires and greediness. Then he will be happy. Sita-satte prasidati. When he comes to the satogun, now he has to make further progress. Further progress means being situated in satogun. If he advances in devotional service, Krishna consciousness, then he surpasses all the material qualities. That is perfection.
Srila Prabhupada, is it that when a devotee is situated in the mode of goodness, that...
devotee is situated above goodness.
Transcendental. Is it still that there's greed and lust there, but he becomes transcendental to it? Or the greed and lust...
degradation can take place at any moment. We are in the material world. It is a degraded place. So, infection can take place at any moment.
It's always trying to creep in.
But if you remain steady in Krishna consciousness, then it will not touch. It will not be infected. If you take proper vaccine, so even though you are in the diseased condition, you will not be infected. Otherwise, there is chance of being infected at any moment.
So if we, devotees, better move over.
They are coming here.
They're coming to fish and to surf.
First time. Finding out opportunity. How to waste valuable time. They do not know that every moment they are dying. Dying. Death has begun since one takes birth. And our business is before dying, we must be prepared for the next life. And they have no knowledge. That is ignorance, tamogun.
So if we, as devotees in Krishna consciousness movement, are transcendental to these modes, does that mean that we can...
You are not transcendental. You are trying to be transcendental. You should always remember that we are trying to be transcendental. When you are actually on transcendental state, you will not be affected by any modes of material. Therefore, we should be very cautious and careful. Just like on the sea, you are in the boat. You are transcendental, but the boat may can merge into the water any moment unless you are very careful flying it at any moment. You are not in the water, you are safe on the boat. But if you do not carefully fly your boat, then you can fall down at any moment. Comparison is Nidham Madham Sulavam Sugulavam Prabham. This human form of body is just like a very nice boat to cross over this ocean of ignorance. And the Guru is the pilot or the captain. And the shastras are favorable wind. Just like if you are going this direction, if the wind is blowing this, then automatically your boat is pushed. And behind the boat, it is called the boat captain, takes the
rudder. The oarsman. Oarsman.
Oarsman all up.
Yeah.
Cheap.
The steersman.
Huh?
Steersman. Or the pilot.
Yes. The chief man. So, the guru is there. He's the chief man, giving direction. Or the captain. And others are flying. And the boat is also strong. And the wind is also favorable. In these circumstances, if you cannot cross, then you make suicide. The shastras are there. That is favorable in the Gurdjieff. And the spiritual master is directing you like this. And you have got a nice boat, and you are flying. Now cross it. Very big ocean in the material world. The sea, the sky, how big it is. So you have to cross this material sky, penetrate the covering, then go to the spiritual sky, then you are set. Parastasmātu bhāvahinya bhaktāvaktyāsanātana. That place, even after destruction of this whole material world, that is safe. So we have to go there, flying the boat. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you rascal, give up everything, surrender unto me. And surrender unto me, follow my instruction as I give you, then you are safe. And that they will not do. They'll try to cheat Krishna by interpretation. This means this, this means that. These rascals, big, big rascals. Krishna says something and they will listen to it. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, and Dr. Radha Krishna says, no, no, it is not to the Krishna person. You see, how misleading this is. Why you should interpret upon Krishna's word? If you have got your own philosophy, you write another book. Why do you touch Bhagavad Gita? This is their cheating. Bhagavad Gita is a popular book. Gandhi also took Bhagavad Gita for his political diplomacy. This is it. They will never agree to accept Bhagavad Gita. They will never agree. The other day I was in Kurukshetra. They have got their own plan. Manav dharma, this dharma, that dharma. Krishna says, sarva dharma and paritya. Give up all this, kick out all this so-called rascaldom. You just surrender to him. That they will not. Except this, everything which is going on in the name of religion, that is cheating. Everyone is misinterpreted. There is a Christian, they are misinterpreted. Kill means murder, it meant for man. That means they are making their own lusty desire fulfilled in the name of Bible. Everyone is doing it. They are changing. Mass opinion is now homosexual. They are passing. Abortion, they are passing. What is it? Bring that with me. for fulfillment of their lusty desires and greediness, they are bringing the authority of Bible, Bhagavad Gita, in the name of religion.
They swear on the Bible in the court. And I was reading in the paper the other day that now in England they have passed a law whereby a man cannot be convicted of rape if he honestly believes that the woman consented to be raped. They said that the man cannot be convicted of rape if he honestly believes that the woman consented to his raping her.
Yeah, that is all right. Rape means without consent, sex. Otherwise, there is no rape. There was a rape case in Calcutta, and the lawyer is very intelligent. He, somehow or other, made the woman admit, yes, I felt such a thing. So he was released. Here is consent. And that's a fact. Because after all sex, rape or no rape, they'll feel some pleasure. So the lawyer, by hook and crook, made the woman agree, yes, I felt some pleasure. That there is consent. So he was released. After all, it is an itching sensation. So, either by force or by willing, if there is itching, everyone feels sensation, good sensation. There's a psychology. It is not that the woman do not like rape. They like sometimes. The willing. That is the psychology. Outwardly, they show some displeasure, but inwardly they do not. This is psychology.
So what this law means is that anybody can rape anybody.
There is no law. It is all lusty desire. This is all law and no law. These are all nonsense. The Shastra has a... It is lusty desire. That's all. Everyone wants to fulfill a lusty desire. Unless one is not in the modes of goodness or concern, everyone is like... That is the material world. Rajastama. Rajastama bhava. Kamuluha dayasaji. We all discuss things. I'm a hungry man. There is foodstuff. I want to eat it. So if I take by force, that is illegal. And if I pay for it, then it's legal. But I'm a hungry man. I want it. This is it. Everyone is lusty. Therefore they say legalize prostitution. They want it. So marriage is it. There's something legal. That's all. The passion and the desire is the same, either married or not married. So this Vedic law says better married, then you'll be controlled. Married life So he'll not be so lusty as without money. So the grihastha life is a conscious, same lusty desire under rules and regulations. That's all. Without married life, he'll commit rapes in so many ways. I better let him be satisfied with one, both the man and woman, and make progress in future life. There is consciousness. Everyone in this material world has come to this lusty desire and greedy. Even demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma became lusty after his daughter, and Lord Shiva became so mad after Mahinimur. So what to speak of us, insignificant creatures? So lusty desire is there. That is material world. Unless one is fully Krishna conscious, this lusty desire cannot be checked. Nothing.
So how is it that Lord Brahma is a pure devotee?
He's not pure devotee.
He's not?
Anyone who is in the material world, he's not pure devotee. He has to become a pure. But there are pure devotees, they come, they are not subjected to all this. They come for the deliverance of the fallen souls. They are above Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva.
So, Srila Prabhupada, isn't Lord Brahma the original spiritual master in our sampradaya?
Yeah. But we should take that it was his lila to show that even I am subjected. How much you should take his care? We should take like that because he is our guru. We should not take him that he was subjected to lusty. But he made a show that even I am also subjected. And he gave up this, changed the body. Therefore, we should not observe if there is a show of fault of the Guru. We should take in the time. It's like the sun is soaking water from urine. But we should not imitate that. That we also let us take urine. Then he'll die. He can do so. The sun can do that. Still he's not afraid. Everyone knows the sun soaks water from the urine. Should you imitate that? Let me take it. It is not for you. That is a bhai. Ishara. Those are Ishara. control us. There is no fault. You should not imitate them, simply you should imitate their instinct. Not that their activities, which we may not understand why you think.
Beginning stage of devotional service, when we're trying to make advancement, we have to tolerate the urges of the senses. But is there a point?
That is troublesome.
Yes.
That is troublesome. That voluntarily we accept some inconvenience. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. The tapasya means first brahmacharya. How to avoid sex disease. That is the first tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. Samena gamena. Jamena yamena. Tagena saucha saupa. The steps are there. So tapasya means first brahmacharya. How to restrain this sex desire? That is first step. Where is that tapasya? It is very difficult to introduce tapasya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been heard now. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra regularly, otherwise, regular tapasya is almost impossible nowadays.
Is there a stage after a person becomes completely purified?
Students are going to school, college, and they are talking of sex. Where is tapasya? How it is going? Jaya Bhakti Yoga is the only way of spiritual improvement in this age. All age, especially in this age. No other method will help you. Yoga, karma, jnana, nothing. Bhakti Yoga is always strong, especially in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is said, Kalo Nasti Va Nasti Va Nasti Va, especially. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Kalo Nasti Va. But people do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. There is so much in ignorance. Do not know what is spiritual life, what is ultimate goal. Simply like cats and dogs. The dog jumps over with four legs, and if a man can jump over with four wheels, then that is it. They think, now we are advanced. We have got four-wheeled cars to jump over. And the dog is jumping with the leg. That's why this is it. They do not know. This is also the same dog's business. They do not know. coming. They have made this car coming from miles away. But the business is fishing. Barambe Logokriya. Advancement of civilization, we have got car, we are nicely dressed, we are human being, but what is your business? You see. Babharamba, Aramba, gorgeous arrangement, the business is the same. The skylark, what is that? Skylark, this bird?
The seagull. Seagull.
Seagull. They are doing the same business, and after his much advancement of civilization, he is doing the same business. Tiger is also eating flesh and blood, and human being has scientific slaughter. The same thing. But they have got scientific instrument how to cut the throat quickly. This is advanced. The dog and cat, they are having sex on the open street. Now they are talking of homosex in the school colleges for education. This is what it is. They do not know him what is the standard of human civilization. If you are doing the same business like ordinary animals, then where is the advancement of civilization? They have gone by crossing here. Yeah?
I think they went up that path up there.
Huh?
I think they went up that path up there, probably.
Yeah, this way?
Yes, I think so.
It leads to the beach.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that happiness in the mode of goodness is, in the beginning, is like poison, but at the end is like nectar. Where does the poison end and where does the sweetness begin? Where does the poison end and where does the sweetness begin?
Sweetness. That is false sweetness. Just like sexual intercourse. This is sweet. But after effect is very poisonous. Either illicit or legal. The after effect is very... You have to take care of the children. The child is diseased, go to the doctor. You have so many medicines. Illicit, there's charge of rape case. So many other things. So both of them, in the beginning, it is very happy. But at the end, it is very distressing. That is material happiness. Everyone knows it, that it is distasteful, but still he does. Sipantani hakripana bahudukkava. Therefore, gives kripana. Kripana means miser. Or foolish person.
Will I give up the lusty desires?
See, that is required. Because unless you give up your lusty desires, you will have to remain in this material world. And to remain in the material world means suffering. If you actually do not want suffering, then you have to practice all these things so that you can go to the spiritual world. That is the aim of it. And for going to the spiritual world, you have to be completely 7% free from all material desires. And so long you'll have material desires, you have to accept one material body. Nature is so kind, or the law of nature is so perfect. As long as you'll have a little pinch of material desire, then you can touch it. Karanam gunasanga sadasar. And that material life means you may become a grass or you may become a demigod life, brahma. That will depend on your desire. But you'll have to accept.